When Gobblers Go Ghost. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. In a recent conversation with frequent contributor to the show, Josh Mills, he had some advice about turkey calling.
Oftentimes, when the birds come off the roost, the toms don't always respond in turn with those gobbles we're all hoping for that helps us locate them. And what I figured out in a lesson in a hunt that I had last year is when they're not talking, listen for the hens. Because the hens never seem to shut up. They're always talking, communicating, especially if there's multiple hens and or a flock of birds.
Okay, that said, every turkey hunt is a head trip as much as it is a pursuit of beard and spur. The gobbler that was so vocal on the roost at dawn has suddenly clammed up. Did you blow a sour call, or did he move away? While most callers are questioning themselves and the turkeys, in the latest version of Outdoor Life, Mike Chamberlain at the University of Georgia can tell you precisely why that gobbler went quiet. Hunting editor Andrew McCain sat down with Chamberlain to go through the new research that might cause you to rethink everything you know about turkey calling. What you learn will make you a smarter and, hopefully, more successful hunter. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.